Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this, this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
I talked earlier about the tight end position evolving the most out of all the positions in football in the last 25 years. I'm sure that there's an argument to be made about the quarterback position, but if you look around and you look at the tight ends that were on teams 25 years ago compared to the tight ends now, it's a totally different game. They're asked to do totally different things. The responsibilities are different. They are more of a versatile piece than they were 25 years ago. 25 years ago, tight ends were just these big guys that could block, basically extra linemen that could go out for a pass every once in a while, but they were used more in the run game than the passing game. Now it's the roles have flipped. Now you have the more of the athletic, bigger receiver tight ends in the NFL, and they can wreck a game. And Arthur Smith, a guy that I played for, who was my assistant tight ends coach in Tennessee, he loves tight ends, as we all know, as we all think we know. But the utilization of the tight ends of the Pittsburgh Steelers has been very low this year. Very low. You trade for Jonnu Smith, a guy that is a do-it-all tight end. He has about, 65 yards on the season? You had Pat Freiermuth, the tight end, your number one tight end that you paid. He has around 65 yards on the season. Darnell Washington, who is the best blocking tight end in the NFL, who's 6'7", that can run, that can catch. He doesn't have a catch outside of the two-point conversion he had. Connor Hayward only has one catch. So you have four tight ends that could do so many different things on your roster, but you're just not in the position to be able to use them, or you just can't fit them into the game plan. And maybe it has to do with what we talked about yesterday a little bit of keeping them in, having them chip block, having them in for protection because your offensive line is so bad and you want to protect Aaron Rodgers. Okay, but it is total opposite of what I thought the season was going to start out like with that tight end position. Very, very little production from the tight ends. Here's Arthur Smith on where the tight ends are as we currently sit.
You don't watch. You don't watch his number of catches?
Yeah, catches, yards.
Yeah, Ken goes back to everything. I mean, we've won two games. Done a good job scoring in the red zone. That needs to continue. We need more possessions. That'll naturally work itself out. So that's, you look at numbers. Again, you can manipulate stats however you want. And there's some that are pretty meaningful, and usually you're going to win games if you don't turn the ball over. You win possession downs, score in the red zone, and it's talking about situational football. So those are the most important ones. I mean, you get into total yards, you look at the totality of the season. Now, something that's never made sense to me, especially on defense, is why is the total yards number one defense? If you're really good, you're going to give up yards because you got a lead and people are playing soft, dink and dunk, two-minute offense, which can pad stats. Like, it's not impressive to me if a team's 4-12 and a guy throws for 4,000 yards. I mean, credit to him, but I'm just saying, if you really look at it in that space, and the same thing like total yards, I mean, look around the league. I mean, there's been teams that got total yards and not scoring very much. And so it's everything you got to work on. You obviously want to be the best at everything, but that's part of this journey, and you look at the totality of it, and so we need to continue the things that are going well, and there's a lot of things we got to improve on, and that's our charge, and that's what excites me about the group we have. You got the right guys. You get in those tough moments. You stall out. You know, we didn't had the ball for a while, and, you know, but at the end of the day, we started hot, obviously we were cold, and they, you know, bowed up, and we were at our best when we needed to be, and it was the same thing in New York, and so that's encouraging. And then when you come in here on, you know, Mondays, and then you go back to work on Wednesdays, those guys are, you're looking at the progress, and you want to call it the process, and not so much comparative results. You get it down that thing, and you're going to get a bunch of selfish guys. You're going to get selfish coaches, and they can call the game just to pad your stats. But that does not, that's not going to help us win a championship. And what is our charge?
Like, I'm not somebody that is just throwing the Steelers out right now as a team. I acknowledge that they have a lot of issues, but I think that some of these issues are fixable. I just don't know how they're going to fix them, one, and when they're going to fix them, two. Now, the bye week is next week after this game, but that is going to fix and maybe tighten some things up. But I look at somebody like Jonnu Smith, who had his most productive year last year in Miami as a tight end. He had 88 catches for like an almost 900 yards. And then you come into this season, he's in an offense that he's somewhat familiar with because he's been with Arthur Smith for so long and multiple stops that he's had. And he has 65 yards and no pass, I think, is, well, maybe one pass. But other than that, all passes are underneath, what, 10 yards or screenplays. They're just dump downs. It is it's very interesting. Very interesting that you know, you get a productive player like that and he hasn't been productive this far this season. Now, it could change, like I said, so I'm not totally down and out on the Steelers. I think they could change some of these things and fix some of these things, but right now it just hasn't looked great. It hasn't looked like we probably expected it to look like.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.